Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That is Deep Forest with Sweet Lullaby setting the scene for what we're about to talk about on 1FM Live and Local, just ticked over 7:09. Now, if you haven't heard, the Shepparton Festival is on and there are lots of fantastic events happening right at the moment. And one that is about to launch is celebrating lullabies from all over the world. And it gives me great pleasure to welcome one of the creators, Liz Arcus, to the studio this morning. Liz, good morning.
Good morning, Terry. Good morning, everybody.
And also the other creator, Jamin Long, who's joining us on the line. Good morning, Jamin.
Good morning.
Great to have you both on board this morning. Now, tell us about the Lullaby Project, which is obviously celebrating lullabies from all across the world, and how you came to create this, mother and son.
So I had a dream many years ago, probably about 10 years ago, to record lullabies, because I often am in places where I hear parents or grandparents or elders singing to their little ones, soothing them to sleep, often in other languages. And I thought, oh, is there something here? You know, I'd learnt a couple of lullabies in other languages, but there must be so many lullabies from our region.
What got you intrigued about this project, Jamin?
Well, I've had a really great experience with lullabies just from singing them to me when I was little, and I thought just coming out of my uni course, a recording project of different lullabies around the Golden Valley would be a really special project to do with my mum.
I mean, we're lucky that we have this incredible diversity that we can actually go to our community and get this, you know, beautiful creative work out of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did you actually record the lullabies? Like, what was that process? What did that process involve?
So we wanted to record these lullabies in the most natural environment that we could. So these are just everyday people. They're not musicians. They're not performers. But we wanted to do it generally in their bedroom. So we went to their houses, placed some recording equipment. Just very simple recording equipment, sometimes using the iPhone as well to record. We placed them in the bedroom and we recorded them there, singing to their child.
That's quite an intimate thing, isn't it?
Very intimate, yeah. It was very beautiful.
So, Liz, I think it's something about the universality of lullabies, isn't it? Something that we all do.
I think so, and also I don't think it matters what language something is in too. We seem to be soothed by the rhythm of the lullaby.
Do you think it's a bit of a motherly thing, or did you record any men doing it?
We actually have recorded two dads as well, which was lovely. I'm not sure if it's just a motherly or female thing, but I think often we do think women. But, yeah, men have been involved, and I'm sure men sing lullabies in other parts of the world too.
Tell us about the experience. Like, it's on at Shepparton Library for the duration of the festival, and you're launching the Lullaby Project tomorrow. What can we expect if we go to the library? Are we going to be listening? Are we going to be singing? What's going to happen?
So if you went to the library now, and it's on to the end of, to the 3rd of April throughout the Shepparton Festival, you could walk in, you could see a display of photos. There's a photo that represents each lullaby. You can put headphones on and listen to a loop of lullabies. You could QR code and bring in your own headphones, earbuds, listen to the loop of lullabies, or click on the individual participants' photo and you'll be able to listen to a lullaby followed by a short interview as well. But on the night you'll be able to hear some lullabies. You'll be able to hear from some guest speakers, some of the participants, and a couple of surprises along the way.
It might be a good time to actually play people a little bit of one of the lullabies from Cecilia. Maybe if you can introduce that.
So we have a lullaby from Abel, also known as Cecilia, and Cecilia is from South Sudan, and she's singing in her first language, Kakwa.
I love you, Doe. Oh, 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 oh,
We might be putting people to sleep on the breakfast program when we're supposed to be waking them up. It's very soothing, isn't it?
It sure is.
Now, I'm guessing, we might just leave Cecilia there in the background. I'm guessing that this would be quite an empowering project to take part in for the participants.
Participants were actually quite nervous. Oh, I can't sing. Oh, you know, why me? This sort of thing. But then they, once we talked about, you know, preserving that language or preserving that story behind the lullaby, they're going, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Well, it's oral history, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
I might just invite you back in, Jamin. What was it that that you enjoyed about this project?
I enjoyed, well, as a musician, and I often record in studio environments, I really enjoyed stepping away from that and recording in more natural environments and not necessarily recording perfect sound and having lots of little, sometimes you can hear the kids in the background, you can hear other people walking around in the background. I just really liked that experience of recording non-studio environment.
It's a different way of storytelling, isn't it? It's a bit more live, a bit more natural, a bit more raw.
Yeah, very natural and raw.
So anyone thinking about coming, just tell them what they have to do. Can they just turn up, Liz?
Yes, we don't. You don't need to register. Come along to the library, Shepparton Library, tomorrow evening, Thursday 24th at 6 p.m. Should finish around about 7:15. And just need to be to have proof of vaccination to be able to attend. No registration is required. We wanted to make that as easy as possible for people to attend. And we'd love to see you. Feel free to bring your own headphones or earbuds if you wish. You don't need them necessarily at the launch, but if you want to sort of enter into that exhibition a little bit more, perhaps you might like to bring them, but you certainly don't need to bring them.
What are some of the other cultures that are represented?
So some of the other cultures that are included are Yorta Yorta. I mentioned the language groups that are included. Mandarin, Hazaragi, Nepalese, Vietnamese, Swahili, Scottish, Italian. There's an Arabic prayer as well. And English is actually to come. We were going to record some of it, sadly, due to illness, we weren't able to do that.
Well, you should have just piped up, Liz, with your lullabies that you used to sing to Jamin. Perhaps we can get a live rendition.
We'll see. I think Jamin might have liked that idea, but I wasn't so
sure. I would
sure.
have loved it.
Oh, well, you might have to come up with some of your own, Jamin. Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us this morning. So just to remind people that Lullaby is at the Shepparton Library for the duration of the festival, which means it's continuing on until the 3rd of April. So the hours are roughly 10 till 6 most days, Saturday 10 till 1, Sunday 12 till 4, and that's at Shepparton Library, which is, of course, there in Murrungi Street. Good to get people into the library too, isn't it? It's a great resource we have there.
Absolutely, and this is also part of Cultural Diversity Week, so we thought it was a great way to celebrate. And we understand that there's many more cultures that have not been represented in that collection, and we hope in the future to be able to include others. So if you want to have your language represented, feel free to get in contact with us or the radio. I'm sure we can connect.
This might be the start of an ongoing project, Jamin.
Absolutely, yeah, I'd love to record some more.
Okay, well, there's an invitation, folks. Think back to when you last sang a lullaby. What was it about? And it doesn't really matter what it's about, does it? It's just recording that beautiful oral history and possibly people who don't normally sing publicly either. So it's a lovely intimate thing, as we said. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Liz Arcus here in the studio and Jamin Long. I think you're down in Melbourne, aren't you, Jamin?
I am, yes.
Coming up for the launch, are you?
Yep, I'll be there.
And the launch, of course, is a special launch event held tomorrow, Thursday, 24th of March, at 6 p.m. at the library. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thank you, everybody.
As we age, maintaining good health and living a pain-free life can become more difficult. Are you somebody who suffers from regular back or sciatic nerve pain? The Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram has been treating people with these conditions for more than 30 years. Don't put up with pain any longer. Book an appointment at the Natural Approach Healing Centre in Kyabram today. Most people only need one or two sessions. Call Sharon today on 0416 494 476. That number again, 0416 494 476. You will also find us at www.naturalapproach.com.au.
Station sponsor.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Termites are on the move. Sadly, their most favourite food is our houses. It doesn't take long for termites to destroy a home, and termite damage is not covered under your home insurance. You should have a termite inspection every year. That's right, every year. Can you remember when you had your house inspected last? We are fully licensed termite technicians. We do termite inspections. We even do termite protection systems. Jason's Pest Control would like to help keep termites out of your house. 0403 688 666.
1FM sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.